This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. Welcome. What a beautiful view I have. Stanley, North Dakota, looking south along Highway 8, just south of Stanley. We're at the Northwest Landowners Association Annual Expo. A who's who of political and oil and gas leaders in North Dakota. Hope you join us here today. If you want to be here, go to 10 until 3, the International Expo, right here at the Montreal South Complex of Montreal County. So, essentially, if you're looking for it and coming in today, just coming to Stanley, find yourself Highway 8. All right, Highway 8, you'd head south, and it's just at the south edge of Stanley. You'll see the cars and signs for the Montreal County Fair Complex. And you look for the South Complex building, and you'll be there. How about Iowa? How about that? I think we have ourselves a game that is a-changing, ladies and gentlemen. That's my take on what happened in Iowa. First of all, big winner in my mind, Marco Rubio. Marco Rubio was not supposed to be where he ended up. He darn near ended up in second place. If that caucus in Iowa had been tonight or tomorrow night, he might have been in second place. Big, big winner. No doubt about it. Now, Cruz, we knew, was surging and obviously ends up in first place. Certainly a good night for Ted Cruz. No doubt about it. But Ted Cruz is not going to play as well in New Hampshire. Right. So now his eggs are in the South Carolina basket, where he will do well. There's no doubt about it. But I think Rubio was a bigger winner even than Cruz was last night. Donald Trump, but for some humility in his concession last night, the big loser. No doubt about it. Think about it. Donald Trump has been number one in everything. From the moment he announced his president, he has just rocketed to the top. He has defied gravity in the way of politics. Everything we knew about presidential elections and, yeah, he peaked too early and all out the window. But maybe he did. My thought is, and you may remember me saying this on the program when we learned that Donald Trump was going to skip the debate, I said, I'll tell you Tuesday whether it was a good idea or not. Well, we now know. Now, I have another friend who's very well connected politically, and he said, here's the deal, Scott, don't think they didn't know that he was drifting. So, by skipping the debate, he now has an excuse to say, man, I screwed up. I should not have skipped the debate. It was actually a ruse to explain the loss. I don't know whether it was or not, but the point is, he was in second place barely and almost in third. On the Democratic side, I don't know, there's not even a winner there. They still haven't declared whether Clinton or Sanders has won. Most folks think Clinton will eke it out, but that's not a win. Not for Hillary Clinton against a socialist. Bernie Sanders. So there's a lot to sort of chew on in what happened in Iowa last night. Mike Huckabee has dropped out. All the others, I guess, are remaining in. Ben Carson surged pretty good. God bless him. Got to 10th spot, 10th place, or 10 points, rather, in fourth place last night, and is ticked at the Cruz campaign because he claims there were some shenanigans of the caucus where the Cruz staffers were telling caucus goers that Carson had dropped out, which, of course, was not true. So, rather interesting there as well. Anyway, what do you make of all that? We're going to talk about today. Tim Pawlenty, the former governor of Minnesota, who is obviously a veteran of presidential politics, having run for president himself and contemplated it a few times. We'll talk with him on the program today. We're going to talk with the folks from WHO in Des Moines. We're also going to talk with a bunch of the folks that will be here in Stanley for the Northwest Landowners International Expo. Look at this list. So Wayne Stengel, the attorney general and candidate for governor, will be here. Doug Goring will be here, the ag commissioner, two of the three members of the very influential and governing body of North Dakota, known as the Industrial Commission. Julie Fedorchuk from the Public Service Commission. Dave Glatt from the Department of Health will be here. State Water Commission represented. You have Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council here. Department of Mineral Resources has a representative here from Lynn Helms' shop. Rich Wardner, the majority leader We'll be here, a lot of folks. And this goes, again, 10 a.m. to 3 today in Stanley. Northwest Landowners doing this event, which is why I decided to make the trek. We're going to chat on the program today with, what do we all have on? We have the Ag Commissioner, Doug Goring, on. We have Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council on. We have the folks from the Northwest Landowners Association that will be joining us as well. And I'm forgetting somebody. We got somebody else. Who else we have, Rev? Who have I forgotten? From the event here today. So we have a busy one. We definitely do. Now, here's how you join us on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com with your emails and questions or comments. Who was the big winner? Who was the big loser last night in Iowa? I want to know what you think about that. Go ahead and take a turn telling me what you think about my analysis. That, in fact, I believe Marco Rubio was the big winner all the way around, Republican and Democratic side. No winners or losers, you know, no winners on the Democratic side. And one big winner, Marco Rubio. Most folks are focused on Ted Cruz, and it was a big night for him. But I think Rubio, because he lives to battle away and be in position should Donald Trump stumble. Will Donald Trump stumble? That's a question we should talk about. Is this, I mean, I made the prediction yesterday, I think. I said this on the air. I think I said, if Donald Trump wins in Iowa, he's the nominee. Because it was obvious he was in a tight race with Cruz, but still was leading. And if he ends up the winner, he runs the table. Because he's going to, you know, he's high up in the polls in New Hampshire, and at least pre-Iowa, looked to be a shoo-in in New Hampshire. So I say Trump wins. Trump runs the table, okay? He runs the table. If he finishes third, he's done. Second, I don't know. So you tell me, what does it mean? Curious about that. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. By the way, just want to let you know, speaking of Cloverdale, you may remember a conversation we had recently with a great World War II vet by the name of Lynn Oz in Minot, North Dakota. And Lynn, before we did the interview, heard me do a Cloverdale plug, and he said, you know what, that Cloverdale bacon is the best ever. So I said, next time I come, cruising by the View, I'm stopping in. So I, thanks to T.J. Russell and the crew at Cloverdale, loaded up a little bit of bacon and summer sausage and some ham, and oh, baby, delivered that last night. Now, he was at a concert for one of his grandkids, so I didn't get to see him, but boy, oh boy, his fellow residents there were all fired up for it. So I imagine he's going to be having a bacon party sometime soon. Troy Coons is the chairman of the Northwest Landowners Association and is with us here ahead of a busy morning. How are you?
Good. Things are coming together nicely, so I feel pretty good.
What is the mission of this? Why are you doing this?
Well, our mission statement and the reason we started was to be an organization, to be a conduit of information between the industry, the state, and property owners, and this is a good chance to get industry together, all the heads of the state offices together, and our membership, and just the general public to be able to ask the questions, and so they can have dialogue in all directions.
You know, you guys have always been about dialogue, right?
Yes.
A seat at the table is the line I always use. Just you put us at the table, and let's talk like North Dakotans talk about whatever the issues are. So this is basically an extension of that, huh?
That's exactly it. That's what we want, just dialogue. Just be at the table.
And you have a who's who.
Yes.
Of folks coming in. Obviously, that dialogue is going pretty good.
Yes, I feel we have great relationships with all of these people, and they've invited us to the table, and they're gracious enough to all of them adjust their schedules to meet this meeting date, to all come to one place. It's just a great feeling.
So who, you know, what? Who are you most excited about? I probably can ask you that. You're going to make somebody mad. You got some big names. I mean, you got two members of the Industrial Commission,
yes.
Right? You got the Ag Commissioner, who's obviously...
Yes.
Has the pipeline advocacy program. I say that because I can't say I'm, just so you know. Ron Ness representing the industry. So you've got a good mix for the health department here. I mean,
we need everybody at the table. You can't, you know, be adversarial. You got to have everybody at the table, ask questions, have dialogue. That's how you find resolutions.
I see folks from Continental there.
Yes.
There's folks from Hess here.
Yes.
So you've got
XTO.
XTO.
Yep. We've got the Health Department, Water Commission, PSC is here as well. Yeah, everybody.
Sounds good. And this will be going until 3 today, and how does the format work?
First of all, this morning we have the water, or myself, just 4 o'clock
go
now.
Go to 4, yeah, 10 to 4 now. You extended it, right? Yeah.
Yes, for some of the Washington, D.C. delegation that are going to speak later in the day.
And but the format is just kind of all throughout the day. The speakers will be speaking, and you
come and go as you please. There's lunch at noon. There's coffee and cookies all day long. And so come and go as you please. There's booths to visit if you have questions. As each speaker gets done, there'll be a period to be able to ask whatever questions you like.
Sounds good. Thanks, Troy.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. Troy Kuhn, chairman of the Northwest Landowners Association. We're in Stanley, where this will take place 10 to 4 today, Montreal County South Expo. And easy to find south of Stanley on Highway 8. All right. And we're right in the entrance. So it'll be a hubbub of activity all throughout the show, which we absolutely love. Short break when we come back. Winners, losers in Iowa. What does it mean? Tell me what you think at 800-228-0550. We have some budget to talk in North Dakota, too. Stay tuned.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, Tom Fryer with the North Dakota Family Alliance, inviting you to be a part of Giving Hearts Day 2016. On Thursday, February 11th, please join us online at impactgiveback.org for this one-day, 24-hour opportunity to support the North Dakota Family Alliance and many other great organizations. Just as the North Dakota Family Alliance stands for the family and strengthening the family, we are strengthened and blessed by your support. Let's make this Giving Hearts Day the best yet. Go to impactgiveback.org on February 11th.
Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, and he has fun for sale. Family fun for sale, which is this day and age hard to find, but you have it. How?
Well, it's one of the few places on the, you know, in the home where you can get together and have a fluid conversation. No cell phones, no TV. Everybody's in that new family room called the hot tub, and it's wonderful what conversations are forged there. And, you know, love today is spelled T-I-M-E, and that is one of the best places to spend it.
It really is. And you know what? Everybody's looking to put a smile on their face, and it's darn near impossible to not smile when you're in one of your hot tubs.
Right? You can't do it, and I'll challenge anybody. That's, you know, a lot of great benefits from the hot tub, family time, health and wellness. They're all real. Alone time, nature time, just getting outside in North Dakota. And it is truly better than any drug on the planet, and the only side effect is a smile.
I know, because I own one of your hot tubs. Their hassle-free ownership experience is incredible, too, right?
Well, that's what we call the absolute best ownership experience, and we want it to be easy as possible. We want it to be as comfortable as possible, and we want it to be energy efficient, too. And those are the real realities of daily use that will truly allow you to use this product more. Nobody wants to buy a product for $10,000 or whatever it costs and not use it.
FargoHotspring.com to find out more. Stop and see him, Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck, next to Spitfire, West Fargo, and on South Washington, next to Kmart, Grand Forks.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Stanley, North Dakota on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550, ready to go to talk about whatever is on your mind today. Lay it on me. Maybe it is that budget in North Dakota, which obviously the new forecast is suggesting North Dakota inching with more of a deficit than previously forecast, and it continues to grow. Now $1 billion added there. So what about that? How do you fix it? There's talk of an across-the-board cut. I'm not big on across-the-board cuts. I'm not. You know, I think to me, it'd be like saying, okay, household budget, right? Let's just do an across-the-board cut. A little less cornflakes. We're going to turn the heat down. You know, wait a minute. Let's just do what's working and what's not working. And, you know, maybe we eliminate something completely to save. And then, you know, I don't know. That concerns me a little bit. Rich Wharton is going to be here a little later. I'll ask him about that. And tomorrow on the program, Wayne Stengem. No. Wayne Stengem Friday. And we're talking with Wayne Friday about another talk radio town hall is run for gov. But certainly, how do you fix the, you know, the budget will be part of that governor's conversation. I want to ask him that question, too. And other leaders as well. Who do we have tomorrow that I thought could answer that? I don't know. I can't remember anything today. Although I did remember every guest we have. So we're ready to go. From the Northwest Landowners Association, Stanley, North Dakota. One of the great things about doing the show is the ability to just get around the state. And, of course, our mothership, 550 K-Fire, the voice of the Northern Plains, goes everywhere. So it's so fun to be in these communities and talk to folks that listen regularly. And, you know, we're 1090 KTGO, one of our affiliates here as well. And there's KLTC down in Dickinson, iHeart Media Station down there. And our Fargo-Moorhead flagship AM 1100, the flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the valley. It really is fun to get around because people listen, and they do. And, of course, K-Fire is heard everywhere. And, you know, all, as I mentioned, the valley for AM 1100, the flag, and a nice big chunk of land, and then the southern Bakken, northern Bakken for the others, too. It's just very fun. So appreciate that very much. Todd, the radio god, Mitchell, normally has to, you know, stay back. But does a great job manning the floor. He actually has some company meetings today, so we won't be hearing from Todd today for a while anyway. He is unavoidably detained, but otherwise doing the Lord's work, making sure the trains run on time with the great iHeartMedia operation in Bismarck, Mandan. So I thought the best line of the night from Marco Rubio was the line about Hillary Clinton cannot be president because no one can lie to the families of fallen heroes. That was, and isn't it refreshing to have a big winner, you know, someone vying for the Republican nomination, in this case, unafraid to take on an issue the media hates to hear about. I mean, that's the kind of thing Mitt Romney would not have touched Benghazi with a 10-foot pole. No way, no how. You know, so I think that's great. And I also thought Donald Trump was great. What did you think of this about Donald Trump last night? We have that cut.
We finished second, and I want to tell you something. I'm just honored. I'm really honored. And I want to congratulate Ted, and I want to congratulate all of the incredible candidates, including Mike Huckabee, who's become a really good friend of mine. So congratulations to everybody.
He was pretty humble. I think that helps him. Will it last? Maybe that's another thing. Chris in Jamestown, you're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Whatever's on your mind today, folks, lay it on us. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, I got an idea for saving the state some money. We should regulate all these state vehicles rolling down the interstate here at 85 miles an hour. I don't see any reason why they don't put gas in the tank. The state taxpayer does. That they shouldn't be driving 70. I think that'd be a huge savings for the state overall. I mean, how many state vehicles do we have? Other than the HPs and ambulances and fire departments, there's no reason that they need to drive over the speed limit.
Interesting idea. Yeah, I'd love to see somebody crunch numbers on what that would mean. It would be a little bit of a hazard. I don't think the Highway Patrol would love the idea of, you know, folks driving under the speed limit. And nobody.
Well, they want the truckers to drive slower. I heard it a few times on your show here. They think the truckers should be slowing, you know, driving 55, which I know the trucks could slow down and get, you know, better fuel mileage. I drive truck for a living, so I know. But there's no reason as a taxpayer to see these state fleet vehicles driving down faster than I'm going 75, and I just wouldn't pass me doing about 85. They blew right by me.
You know what? I bet you anything. If we just opened up the phone lines and said, okay, here's the state budget, just kind of some quick numbers, you know, this department has this, what would you do to fix this, to reduce that, it'd be done in you know, a week's time because of ideas like this. You know, I honestly believe that. I mean, I think there's good old-fashioned common sense out there to figure it out, Chris. We actually have Trooper Talk, I think, Thursday or Monday. It's coming up within a week. we'll add that, at least from the law enforcement perspective, what would they think of that idea, and keep it out there. Appreciate you calling, okay?
Thank you. Have a good day.
You as well. Chris in Jamestown. Tim in Edgeley, North Dakota. You're next on What's on Your Mind on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead.
Well, I have a question, and nobody's ever asked this question, or maybe it's been asked, but I've never heard it. Why is this despicable Clinton woman allowed to run for president when she's literally put all the secrets of the country out on the Internet and allowed four Americans to die in Libya when a U.S. general that did not even, you know, it wasn't anywhere near to the scope of this, what she's done, he's out of the army and probably going to, you know, get censured some more. But then on the other hand, we have a couple of ranchers in Oregon that set a fire that comes out now that it actually was a fire that they lit to stop a bigger fire that was literally burning the whole area out there. They're thrown in jail for 5 years. And fine $400,000, and the only way they're ever going to be able to take care of all this is they're going to have to sell their ranch to the government, which you know they're forced to do that.
Yeah, you know
where's the justice in this country?
I'm not completely clear on the second fire at the Hammond Ranch. You know, I've had folks on both sides of that issue, but there is no doubt the Hammonds were harassed. There's no doubt the feds wanted their land, and they were extortionists. So I'm completely with you on that. No doubt about it. And by the way, if you watch that video, I'm not convinced there is not more that needs to be done to investigate just exactly what, you know, that rancher was reaching for that was shot. They claim that it looked like he was. I looked to me like he was reaching after he got shot once. So
I saw it in slow motion from the Oregon news people out there. They had the Oregon where they slowed the video down. If you watch the very last of it, is where they say he was reaching for his pocket. His back is turned to the camera. It's very vague to see, and it does. Yes, it looks like that he was hit. You know, shot previously, and then when they, you know, just before they finished him off, he was clutching his midsection.
Yeah, and look, I want the facts to come out on that deal. I want the facts to come out. I'm not gonna be, you know, saying I can't believe law enforcement did that. I just want the facts, and so that investigation needs to continue. But good point on your part to the contrast between the two. Tim, appreciate the call very much. Tim Pawlenty, when we come back to do his analysis on, okay, who's in, who's out now, what does Iowa mean? He's been there, done that. We'll talk with him when we come back, former governor of Minnesota. By the way, our hospitality sponsor for our trip to the Northwest Landowners Expo in Stanley, the beautiful new Mainstay Suites in Stanley, now opened late last fall. It is fabulous. Love it. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Fill up at PetroServe USA, the folks that are helping America feel better, and you'll have the choice of what you want to put in your tank, from E15 to E85 and much more. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better and connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's cornfields. And come on into a PetroServe USA near you and have the best deal in town, the 4 for $4 special. That's right, 4 items for $4. Hot stuff pizza, 20-ounce drink of your choice, and 2 cookies, 4 items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. All month long, specials include Mike's Popcorn for $3.99, the Sixlets for 69 cents, Albany's Gummies only $1.29, Cascade Ice Gum, 69 cents a pack, Nestle Sparkling Water mix and match with Perrier, a great deal, along with Deli Express sandwiches. Come on into a PetroServe USA location near you. Choice at the pump, the 4 for $4 special all day, every day, and much more at PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Tell them Scott sent you.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London.
Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Because she stored classified and sensitive information on her email server because she thinks she's above the law. And Hillary Clinton can never be commander-in-chief. Because anyone who lies to the families of people who have lost their lives in the service of this country can never be commander-in-chief of the United States.
That's gutsy line by Marco Rubio, because the national media will be focusing like a laser beam on, you know, him as some kind of wacko Benghazi conspiracy theorist. But I thought that was pretty good. He was spot on. He had a great. I always a big winner of the night, but that doesn't matter what I think. What does somebody who's been there, done that think? Our good friend Tim Pawlenty, former governor of Minnesota, presidential candidate, joins us on our newsmaker line. Hello, Governor. How are you?
Hello, Scott. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me back on your show.
I'll save the Gopher hockey standings for a little later, and we can compare where North Dakota is. I'll save that for later. We'll get to the real matchup, and that was last night. What do you make? What happened?
Well, I think your point about Marco Rubio, in relative terms, having a big night and a positive night for him is absolutely right. He overperformed. Cruz held his own, and Trump underperformed. I think that's the short summary. And, you know, I don't think Iowa picks the nominee, but it winnows the field. And so now you have a field that, absent somebody other than those three finishing well in New Hampshire, it's going to come down to those three, and we're going to have a three- or two-person race very soon.
Last time we talked about the Trump phenomenon. And my assessment of your take was, you know, he may end up being the nominee. And that, you know, it is what it is, but I wish he would get serious. Because then I would know he's worthy of being the nominee and a president. And by serious, you just meant sort of, you know, put up policy issues and stop the pot shots and everything else. Assess, since we had that conversation, I mean, have you seen Donald Trump improve, or is he getting serious?
It doesn't seem that way. You know, I think he's put his, first of all, Scott, I think what we would all have to say, he's much more clever at this than anyone initially imagined. You know, most people discounted him or dismissed him. But he's been more clever and more resilient through all of this, at least as measured by the polls, than many, probably all of us, thought. That being said, you know, if you look at how the late-breaking voters decided in Iowa, and the same may turned out to be true in New Hampshire, they were disproportionately not breaking to Trump. And I think one of the main things that the data shows that they were concerned about is this person got the, you know, the experience, but also the electability. So, you know, I think Trump, he still has to be Trump if he wants to succeed. He still has to be plain spoken. He still has to just say what is on his mind and all of that. But I think there needs to be at least an increment that he has some depth around certain issues that really matter, one of which is do you understand national security issues in the military other than in sound bites?
Americans seem to want a revolutionary right now, and really the only revolutionary in my mind in this race is Donald Trump.
you know, right or wrong, as you say, you know, all the issues that he needs to get his arms around. It's sort of like, we don't care. Break the China, we're mad. Is there anybody but Donald Trump that can tap into that sentiment from the voters right now?
I don't think so, not that sentiment. But if you, as the field narrows, you never run against the ideal candidate or run the ideal candidate. You have to choose between two ultimate final candidates. And so if you had a Hillary Clinton, say Marco Rubio, hypothetically matchup, look at what Rubio brings to the table. Next generation. He's diverse. He's from a huge state electoral elite, Florida, that could help tip the election. He's an extraordinary communicator, and he's shown himself to be a very aggressive and I think effective critic of Hillary Clinton. And I think he would really show well against her in a debate and by contrast. So in isolation, is Marco Rubio, for example, by himself going to animate the entire conservative grassroots base? No, but when the choice becomes somebody like him versus Hillary Clinton, you bet they'll get behind him.
Do you think that it would be a good idea for the field that really at this point has no chance? And I know everybody hates that, right? I mean, Rick Santorum's a friend of mine, and I hate the idea that it's painfully obvious this go around that it's not his turn, right? I mean, he is unable to recreate what he did last go around, right? Or you know, Chris Christie, or obviously Mike Huckabee saw the writing on the wall. Carly Fiorina, Kasich obviously is going to stay because of New Hampshire and some other dynamics. In some other states. But the bottom end of the field, does it make any sense for sort of a coalescing around, say, a Rubio? I mean, again, or a Cruz, if they prefer. I mean, at this point, I'm thinking like an establishment type here now, again, stunt the Trump growth. In other words, if they're you know, seeing, hey, it's do or die now for Trump, this is our moment if we're going to do this, or does that not matter anyway?
No, I think it matters a lot. I think you put your finger on an important factor. And I think post-New Hampshire, you can at least sort of make the argument that some of those candidates should stick around through New Hampshire because you never know. And New Hampshire is different, and you can reshuffle the deck there. But post-New Hampshire, if you're still, you know, running on fumes, it is time for those candidates, I think, to drop from the race and allow the race to naturally crystallize, you know, among the remaining competitive candidates. And so and it cuts both ways, by the way. So you look at somebody like Rubio, who could benefit from a Kasich or a Christie or, you know, some other support. But in the case of Cruz, you know, if Ben Carson dropped, a lot of those Ben Carson voters would probably migrate to Cruz as well. The Huckabee voters, even though they were small in number, might migrate because they're primarily faith-based voters to a candidate like Cruz. So you could see a reshuffling or at least a crystallization of the field, and it would be helpful, I think, if some of those candidates who just had no obvious chance would get out of the race and clear the field for the candidates who do.
Will there be pressure to do so, do you think?
I think so, but keep in mind, a lot of these candidates just don't care. They run for other reasons. You know, they're not. You know, I think most of them realize they're not going to win, so they're thinking about, well, could I put a marker out for 4 years from now? If I show well, could I maybe be in the cabinet? For some of them, they want to refresh their brand so they can go give speeches and sell books. Some of them just like the process. You know, they enjoy being out on the campaign trail. Some of them have a message like Lindsey Graham did on national security, or a combination of all of that. So, you know, even though there's quote-unquote pressure, and it might be a good thing mechanically for the party for that to happen, you know, they have very different motivations as to why they're actually running.
What do you think of Ted Cruz?
I think he's very smart. My concern with him, candidly, is he seems like he's always being overly, like he's on in a Broadway production or something. Like his presentation style seems like it's, I don't want to say thespian because that's like a, you know, too fancy of a word, but it seems like he's always overselling me. And it feels like I'm never quite sure where the real Ted Cruz is in that, at least in terms of his style. So we'll see. And I also think, you know, Trump might have some crossover appeal in a general election. I think Rubio would have some crossover appeal in a general election. I think Cruz would animate the party, but I'm not sure that he has crossover appeal beyond the party base. So I don't know that he'd be a particularly strong general election candidate.
I have been amazed, and I like this. I appreciate it because I'm one that is not afraid to be who I am, public, private, on the radio, off, regarding my faith. And I have been amazed that it seems to have gone to another level in the lead up to Iowa. And I understand the evangelical vote is important there, and it's the Midwest, right? We're good faith fearing folks. But are you surprised at all to see as much? I mean, I heard a clip yesterday on the news where Ted Cruz was saying revival needs to come to this country, which is obviously a term, you know, that many many strong evangelical people believe is necessary. He was talking about we need to return to God. He was sounding like a pastor on the pulpit on Sunday. And Marco Rubio was asked a fascinating exchange with a potential voter, I guess, at one of his events leading up to the election, who said, "Hey, I'm atheist, and I hear nothing from you that you know, it's God, God, God. What about me?" You know, and he answered it very well. He said, "Look, in America, you can be what you want to be, and if you're atheist, that's fine. But here's what I am, and here's why." And went into a testimony. It really strikes me. Now, I know that wouldn't play in Minnesota, and it plays a little better in Iowa and South Carolina, but what do you just make of it generally?
I think, Scott, your faith and belief in God is a part of who you are as a candidate. It's part of your values. It's part of what you believe. It's part of why you believe those things. And, in fact, it's not just personal to individual candidates. It's in the founding documents of the country and our states. You know, for example, in Minnesota, the very first sentence in the very first paragraph of the Minnesota Constitution says, "We, the people of Minnesota, grateful to God for our civil and religious liberties," and then it goes on from there. But it starts out with the premise that our rights are endowed by our Creator, are granted by our Creator, and it's not from government, it's from our Creator. So talking about that, expressing that, kind of informs the electorate about what you believe, why you believe it, who you are. And I think, you know, especially in Iowa, when 63% of the caucus attendees are evangelicals and many more are people of faith more broadly, I think that's fine. I think it's actually good. But you also have to keep in mind, you know, you're campaigning for the president of the whole country and not just the party faithful, but others as well who are not yet Republicans or who are not yet supporters. So you want to make sure you present that in a way that is, you know, inviting in and not intimidating. And I think Cruz and most of the other candidates did a good job of that, even though they were mostly appealing at the moment in Iowa. I don't think it hurts them in the general election.
Two other quick things on the Democratic side. What do you make of that? I mean,
I think Hillary, the party has shifted, you know, hard left, and so they've moved. They got 43% of the people in Iowa are willing to embrace, of the caucus attendees, willing to embrace the label socialist. If you would have told our parents that, Scott, they would have fallen out of their chair. So, you know, their party has obviously changed, and it's combined with the fact that Hillary's just not a very good candidate. I mean, she's awkward. She comes across as kind of stiff, not comfortable, so to speak, and then she's got lots of, you know, issues from her past that are unresolved, namely Benghazi, or at least the email issue. But she candidly just is not a great candidate. And I think, you know, all of this fact that she could be invincible either in the party or in the general election, you know, she can be defeated if we have a good candidate, somebody who can win in places like Florida and Ohio, Pennsylvania, New Hampshire, Colorado, Wisconsin, the kinds of states that are going to decide the election.
1 minute left. Completely different topic, but Governor Jack Dalrymple, you know, is not seeking re-election. We have a race out here right now for the Republican nomination that's going to the primary. And we have news that there's a billion-dollar deficit, which North Dakota hasn't seen in a long time. You've fought a few deficits in your day. Any advice for Governor Dalrymple and company?
Well, just stay strong. You know, you got 49 of the 50 states, including North Dakota, have a requirement that you balance your budget. That's a good thing. So I'm sure they'll get it done. And knowing North Dakota as I do, I doubt that you'll be raising taxes. So you got to get into, you know, the ability of raising down, slowing down spending and cutting spending. And I don't know North Dakota's budget well enough to give specific advice, but I hope he tightens the belt rather than raises taxes.
Across the board cuts a good idea or bad idea?
Oh, it's sort of an easy way out. It doesn't reflect any prioritization of what's more or less important. So, you know, it's easy and it's kind of catchy because people can understand that we're just going to cut X across the board. It's a nice bumper sticker, but it doesn't reflect prioritization, Scott, so I don't think it's the best way to do it.
I appreciate that. We have Governor Dalrymple tomorrow. That was the guest I forgot earlier that we were talking about the budget, so I'm just curious your take, having been there, done that, and, you know, there is about $1 billion budget stabilization fund, so there isn't exactly a real tough time. Anyway, Governor, thanks for the time. As always, appreciate it. God bless you. Tim Pawlenty, our guest on What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
We're visiting with David Donahue from Valley Imports. He's a Mercedes-Benz specialist, and he has always loved cars.
Some people are sports people. Some people are computer people. I'm a car person.
Those cars are amazing, aren't they, those Mercedes-Benz vehicles?
They're great. Every design aspect of those vehicles has a purpose, and it's all about safety.
How do you try to make the shopping experience easy for a customer?
I just want them to feel comfortable. When I look at the showroom floor, I look at that as my second home. If somebody were to come into my house, I want them to feel that same way.
Growing up, you spent some time in Breckenridge and Sisseton.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, you're starting to see some Mercedes-Benz vehicles driving through there, aren't you?
Yeah. We're not that far up the road to be able to come and get your vehicle serviced.
Anybody ever come back and say, gosh, I paid too much money for this thing?
Nope. Not once.
Visit David and all the great people at Valley Imports just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Bernie Sanders, of course, in somewhat of a shocker, I think at least 2 weeks ago he'd call it a shocker, to do what he did. Although it's amazing to me, a candidate getting up, we have no money, We have no staff. We have, you know, it's a little odd way to campaign and talk about how great things are. But it is a little David versus Goliath when you look at the dollars and the infrastructure, certainly. So it is something that has been a little fun to watch. Anyway, this is fascinating, and it was a big night last night in Iowa. We're back in Stanley, North Dakota, the Northwest Landowners Association Expo. Things are getting underway here in a couple of moments and go until 4 o'clock this afternoon. Montreal County South Complex is where this is happening. So look forward to chatting with some folks, including Ron Ness of the Petroleum Council, Doug Goring of the North Dakota Ag Commission, and Allison Ritter from the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources coming up here in the next hour. So we'll be doing that and more, catching up on what's happening here at this event. Van Harden from WHO Radio in Des Moines, Iowa, is, of course, the legendary WHO of Ronald Reagan fame, been around forever, and that's a radio station that knows a little thing or two about caucus time, and he has been gracious enough to join us and tell us a little bit about last night's big event. Van, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Scott. How are you?
Good. We just chatted with former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty, who spent a little time down there in Iowa, as you no doubt remember from his presidential runs. He said, hey, what's really odd about this is, you know, it was a monster turnout, and monster turnout was supposed to help Trump, and Trump lost. So what the heck's going on?
Well, that is kind of interesting. By the way, Tim Pawlenty, when he was going through the caucuses here, I interviewed him and I put him on the spot and I said, if you get to the White House, you're going to let me do my morning show from the White House, right? And he said, sure, come on over. So I was kind of pulling for him, but didn't seem to work out. Yeah, the turnout was absolutely huge. It was record-breaking. We kind of predicted that. I remember when the caucuses first started, I remember clear back to Jimmy Carter, and nobody even knew what a caucus was at the time. And each time we have one, they just got bigger and bigger and bigger. And then the national media really got on to it, you know, and they come here and they criticize us for being first in the nation, but boy, do they perpetuate it. They make it into a big thing. And so by the time last night rolled around, everybody, Republican, Democrat, left, right, liberal, conservative, everybody was ready to get out and do their thing. And they did. And you're right, you never know, who's going to be the benefit from the big turnout. And Ted Cruz got more votes last night than anybody in the history of the Iowa caucuses has ever received. And that didn't surprise me a lot, just listening to a lot of Iowans, and they, believe me, all these candidates have been in our studio, and we've talked to them several times, and I actually got it right. I said it's going to be Cruz, then Trump, and then I said watch out for Rubio, he's going to be creeping up, and that's pretty much what happened. And then I said the one, the Democratic one, is going to be neck and neck, and that's pretty much what happened, too. In fact, last night Hillary said, when she came out for her speech, she said, I am breathing a sigh of relief. And I never thought she would even admit that, but she did.
Isn't that something? That is really amazing. And by the way, they're still not done counting, right? Or do we know that, in fact, Hillary did win?
Well, yeah, they've declared her the winner. And I think, what's left over, even if Bernie got them all, I don't think it would make that much difference. But it's very interesting because the way they do this, they have the Democrats put people in a room and they say, okay, everybody for this candidate, come over here in this corner. Everybody for this candidate, come over here in this corner. And there were three of them. And O'Malley had a very small group. And so, you know what they call, they have come up with this word, unviable. If you don't have 15%, you're unviable. So then those people that are standing there have a decision to make. They either go to Hillary's group, they go to Bernie's group, or they go home. And it was pretty well split. I mean, around the state, some of them, more of them went to Hillary, some of them went to Bernie's, but it's a very, very interesting process, and you've just never seen anything quite like it.
Yeah, pretty amazing. We have less than a minute left, man, but I want to ask you about this little controversy I've heard about where Ben Carson voters were told that he dropped out by Cruz campaign volunteers. Do we know that happened?
Well, I know that this morning when I came in, I got a news release from Ben Carson, and he was thanking the people of Iowa, but then he was saying that he thought there were some dirty tricks, especially toward the end there, and that he condemned that. And what I was hearing was that he went out to get some clothes or something, and somehow that was either construed or wanted to be construed as him throwing in the towel. So a news release went out about that. And obviously that is not what happened.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. Ben Carson, you know, pretty measured guy. The press release he put out, the comments he's made on this has been very, very strong. So they're a little ticked about it, and obviously we'll see what plays out there. But, hey, Van, keep up the great work at WHO, and thanks for the time today.
Thank you, Scott. Keep taking good care of that community like you do.
Oh, thank you so much. Appreciate you. And another one of our fellow iHeartMedia cohorts down in the beautiful state of Iowa. I lived in Iowa for 18 months, as a matter of fact, down in Clarinda, Iowa. Back in Stanley at the Northwest Landowners Expo coming up. Don't go away.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.